listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Jason, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank y'all for having me on. I know everything today was something a lot of people saw coming, so you know it's just the business part of football.
Yeah, you can't be shocked by the news today. If you follow college football, you knew that this was going to happen, but what was your reaction when it became official?
Well, just being at the games over the last couple of weeks, and you understand that this is a winning business. And as long as you're winning and being in competition and things are looking upward, then, you know, people are going to kind of rally behind that. But, you know, just over the last couple of weeks, it just seems like a lot of the air has gone out of the program. A lot of the energy hasn't been there. And any time that that's happening, you know, unfortunately, a change is going to have to be made. And especially when we live in a society where recruiting is so huge and, you know, you want to get recruits and let them know that, hey, you know, Auburn is going to do everything they can to get this thing going back in the right direction and, you know, to just be able to, you know, give it a chance and understand, too, when you're bringing a new AD, the first thing you don't want him to have to do is have to fire someone, you know, as a coach at his first job on campus. So I think that's something that played a factor in as well. If you know you're going to be looking for going in a different direction, then you have to go ahead and do what you have to do at this time and just start to try to, you know, start the building process and start the process of giving the AD a chance to interview people that he would like to interview and not have to rush the process. So this gives him time to come up with a decision that'll be best for Auburn here later in the year.
I know you love your school. How would you, though, describe the brand of Auburn football right now?
Yeah, that's the thing. I know a lot of people give us a bad slap because of everything that happened this offseason and, you know, things that have happened. But Auburn is a great school. You know, we're really a family atmosphere. And, you know, anyone that comes on our campus can tell that and see that. And, you know, it's just unfortunately, like, if you make a hire and, you know, fortunately, it just didn't fit. You know, Alan Green was the guy who brought in the AD and, you know, like I said, liked him as a person, but, you know, didn't have a lot of experience in the Southeastern Conference. And then you bring in, you know, Brian Harsin as a head coach who, you know, was out west and hasn't had a lot of experience with the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, it's all about relationships and knowing people. And unfortunately, when that's not the case, and the biggest recruiting is, you have to have chemistry with a lot of these high school coaches in the Southeastern Conference. You have to have, you know, familiar with the conference, understand the importance of it on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, like I said, nothing against Harsin. I've had conversations with him and everything, and you know, have no problem with him. But at the same time, though, it's all about what's going on between those lines on the football field. And when things aren't looking promised, it doesn't look like they're going in the right direction, then, you know, someone is going to be moved. And in this case, you know, he was relieved of his duties today. And I'm pretty sure as a coach, it's probably frustrated and it's hurtful because you want to succeed and you feel like you didn't succeed. But at the same time, though, you have to understand that the school has to make the best decision that's best for the school and to put us back in a position of being a winning program. You know, we've lost 7 out of the last 8 SEC games. And, you know, the Missouri game, a guy fumbles the ball at the goal line. Otherwise, it's 8 out of the last 8. And that's not, you know, going in the right direction.
Jason Campbell here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. When they hired Brian Harsin, and I know a lot of people thought that Gus Malzahn ran his course at Auburn, but I think Gus is a really good head football coach. I wondered if they were going to be able to bring in a guy that was better than Gus, and it seemed as if the Brian Harsin hire from the start was underwhelming. Do you agree with that? Because it seemed like he was doomed from the start at Auburn.
It's just like from the start of it, like, you know, once they had moved on from Gus, you know, I'm not sure there was a plan. You know, like I said, like, as far as having a next coach that they wanted to go to, like, right in hand. And unfortunately, when you have your top two guys and neither one of them take the job, now you're scrambling a little bit on trying to find out, okay, how do we fill this space? And unfortunately, you know, you go through the process, and like I said, your coach Harsin, it was a big step up, you know, to come from Boise State and, you know, into the SEC, and you know, financially it worked out for him from that standpoint. But from a coaching standpoint, though, I think people realize how tough it is to coach in this, in this conference, and especially when you're playing Georgia every year, Bama every year, and LSU every year on your schedule. You know, those are tough games, and they're big rivalry games. And you have to not only win on the field, like I said before, you have to win in recruiting. And that comes with relationships and people being familiar with you, coaches, high school coaches being familiar with you. And you're the new guy coming in, and they already have a familiarity with a lot of these other coaches, or these other coaches already have experience, you know, at the Power Five level. Then, you know, you're playing catch-up from the get-go. And, you know, I think Auburn has kind of learned a lot through this situation and learned a lot about understanding what it is that we need and the sense of direction that we need to go. And, you know, and being able to tie certain people back to the university that are loyal to the university and love the university and do everything they can to make sure we're back in a successful place. And I think this is why they're making decisions and trying to get things going, because they don't want to waste any more time. If they see something that's not going in the right place, they just got to cut their losses and understand that, hey, we got to get this one right, and we have to make sure that we're pointing everybody in the right direction. We have to make sure that the guys, that some of the players, that some of the team can just take a deep breath and find a way to these next 4 weeks to just play for each other and play together and understand what you're putting on film. The next coach that comes in here, he's going to see that. And you want to make sure that you're representing the name on the back of your jersey and the emblem that's on the side of your helmet in the best way possible, because that's when I find out the most about you, is through tough times, not when everything is going well. But can you lace it up and go out there and fight for each other when things haven't been going your way lately?
Jason Campbell here with us. I know it's really, really, really early, but is there a name already that you go, okay, this is a guy that I want to be the next head football coach at Auburn?
I wouldn't say there's a name. I just think they have to go through the process. You know, I understand, like, they probably should put 5 to 7 guys out there that they really, really should target, and then just go through the interview process and a relationship. The hardest thing about this is we're still in season. And so a lot of these coaches you're not going to be able to talk to or even touch until the season is over with. So, you know, most of it is going to have to be self-evaluation of studying, you know, the program, and then studying what is it that we need and who do we need to help lead this and help galvanize this program and get it back to being one of the most dominant programs in college football, you know, being an elite program and where we're competing at a high level. So I just think, you know, we have to get a new AD an opportunity to do his due diligence and also to not rush this, because that's why you make the decision at this time, so you don't have to feel rushed. And everyone to just, are you going to please everybody? No, you're not going to please everybody. It doesn't matter who you hire. Everybody's not going to be on board, but it's not about everybody. It's about what's best for the program and who do you trust to operate at this point. So, but like I said, there are some great candidates out there and everything. Like I said, Auburn is a great, great job. If anybody tells you differently, then they're wrong. It is one of the most profound football jobs in college football. Definitely one of the top 10 in college football programs. So, and like I said, people care about it here. They love it. And, you know, with the right leadership, you know, this thing can get stirred up really fast and get going back in the right direction because of the transfer portal. And if you look at what Josh Heupel has done at Tennessee, within the transfer portal, how fast he was able to turn things around. It's not like the old days where you have to let recruits get older and everything. But nowadays, you can change things quickly with the transfer portal.
Would Deion Sanders excite you? Because I've seen that name thrown around a lot on social media today.
Well, Deion is a great guy, man. He's he's a great guy. He's extremely well thought of. And the thing about it is, you know, Deion has done so much for the HBCU. My dad went to the HBCU college, and it would be a huge loss from the SWAT community if he was to jump after this year, after what he's done in such a quick time, and giving them the platform that they deserve and the opportunities that they've gotten and the TV opportunities and everything. It is such a great opportunity for them to get to this level. And it would be a huge loss for the SWAT and everything. And that's the part that's hard about this, because with Deion name being on a lot of people's radar this year, yes, a lot of colleges are going to interview him, and rightfully so. But I just, you know, this is an African-American, man. I just enjoy what he's doing for the brand of HBCU and giving those kids opportunities that they never could even imagine and everything. But with Auburn accepting, yeah, we would accept him, no doubt, because he's a exceptional coach and a person, you know, someone that has a redemption story. But some things are just bigger than football.
I appreciate the answer, and it's definitely a fair response, and I respect it. Another name that's thrown out there is Lane Kiffin. Would that be a name that would maybe get the juices flowing?
Well, Lane has always been a name. I think he came up last time they were looking for a coach, and like I said, he's a great offensive mind. Football is all about scoring touchdowns nowadays. He's been putting points on the board, and you know he's another guy that's going to get that attention and everything because – like I said, what he is from an offensive mindset. And, you know, Lane has been at a different major programs before and everything. So, you know, he kind of understands what it is that comes along with moving from one program to another program. And I think it's a little bit harder once you do it within conference, but the same, especially on the SEC West side of it. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure interviews and things will come calling for him and, you know, and other coaches as well. But, like I said, whoever the AD and the president feels fit for Auburn, I think it's going to be the direction they go. And we have to get this one right, you know, because, you know, the last 2 years, you know, things haven't been what you really, really wanted. But we have got to get this right if we want to be a team. You know, we can't keep having a revolving door. So we just got to be patient this time and not rush it and get it right.
Jason Campbell, really do appreciate you carving out some time for us today. Hope all is well with you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
Virtua Health is here to keep hearts healthy, with comprehensive care from general cardiology to heart rhythm care and advanced surgeries. Virtua is South Jersey's heart headquarters. Learn more or make an appointment at virtua.org/heart. Virtua Health, here for good.